Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices. Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, May 29th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Construction for pedestrian improvements on Riverside Avenue. Charges filed against felon for possessing firearms and methamphetamine. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Construction will begin for pedestrian improvements on Riverside Avenue. Riverside Avenue, according to the City of Paso Robles, serves as a key pedestrian corridor, particularly during the annual Mid-State Fair. The street is a primary access route for citizens and visitors walking to and from the fairgrounds. The project, funded by the Community Development Block Grant, will improve pedestrian access on Riverside Avenue from 17th to 24th Street and will focus on upgrading all existing curb ramps along the corridor, as well as constructing missing sidewalks. Construction will be done in phases to minimize disruption during the Mid-State Fair. Sidewalk and curb ramp improvements will be completed in advance of the fair, and roadway construction will be scheduled following the conclusion of the fair to avoid conflicts. Work will start the week of June 1st, pause on July 10th, and then resume August 3rd. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting live fire training at 770 Valley Road in Arroyo Grande, about half a mile south of Arroyo Grande High School. The fire department says they'll be using an acquired structure at the location for the training, giving members of fire agencies the opportunity to train together in realistic fire conditions. The fire training will take place June 2nd through June 5th. A complete burn down of the structure is planned for the 5th. Community members may see smoke, flames, or engine activity during operational hours. Charges filed against felon in possession of methamphetamine and more than 100 firearms. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The County District Attorney's Office has filed 7 charges against a felon that was found to be in possession of more than 100 firearms and methamphetamine. 39-year-old Jacob Cole Clopton's residence on Little Morro Creek Road was searched by the County Sheriff's Office on March 12th. Detectives seized rifles, shotguns, pistols, a substantial quantity of ammunition, magazines, firearm components, and methamphetamine from the search. Clopton was previously convicted of theft of a firearm in Texas and resisting an executive officer and unlawful driving or taking of a vehicle in 2024 in San Luis Obispo County. Mr. Clopton is presumed innocent under the law and is entitled to a fair trial, according to the DA's office. A reminder that Atascadero Fire will lead a procession with the family of Michael Paul McCain from the Chapel of Roses to Pine Mountain Cemetery in Atascadero today for the graveside service, starting at 11 a.m. McCain is the former fire chief of Atascadero. He passed away peacefully on May 17th. City says attendees are invited to wear Hawaiian-themed shirts or dresses, as Mike enjoyed bright colors and felt that shorts are always appropriate attire. In lieu of flowers, the family is asking for donations to be made in Mike's name to the Angelman Syndrome Foundation. Mike's grandson, Cody, has Angelman Syndrome. The cause is particularly special to him. Winifred Pfeiffer Elementary School will be proudly presenting a production of Disney's The Lion King tonight at 5:30 p.m. at Winifred Pfeiffer. More than 60 students from the elementary school will take to the stage in this production with incredible singing, musical talent, acting, dancing, ensemble members, energetic performances, and more. Journeying to the Pride Lands with Simba and his captivating story. A thank you to all families, staff, and community members for supporting the performing arts. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Angels beat the Tigers 7-1. Tonight, the Padres will face the Nationals, the Angels will go against the Rays, the Giants will face the Rockies, the Dodgers will go against the Phillies, and the Yankees will face the Angels. In California news, 52-year-old Shannon O'Connor of Santa Clara County has been sentenced to 35 years in prison for crimes related to child endangerment, furnishing alcohol to minors, and sex-related offenses. O'Connor is also known as the Los Gatos party mom, known for hosting parties in her Los Gatos home, where she would supply alcohol to teenagers and encourage them to have sex with one another. With just days until the primary election, California Democrats are reportedly hanging on to their return by mail ballots, worried about potentially wasting their vote. Only 11% of registered Democrats have voted and returned their ballots at this time, which is down about 14% from the same time in 2022. A California teenager, Trey Parikh, has won the Scripps National Spelling Bee on Thursday night. His prize includes $52,000 in cash. He has been competing in spelling bees for the past 6 years, finishing in third place in 2024. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, the Common Ground Coalition is continuing to build momentum here at its Midwest Region meeting in Omaha, Nebraska. Livestock producers and industry leaders are gathered here in America's heartland to discuss the future of American agriculture and the importance of preserving the next generation of farmers and ranchers. Nebraska cattle producer Doug Shepherd is one of the founding members of the original Common Ground Summit held last year in Denver, and he says it truly was an historic event that laid the groundwork for what now has become a growing grassroots movement across the entire U.S. livestock industry. And according to Shepherd, these regional meetings are designed to help expand involvement and bring more producers into the conversation.
These meetings will go on, I believe, and they're going to get bigger because we're getting more and more signatures that ranchers, and maybe not just ranchers, but just people saying, yeah, this is a good idea.
From here in Omaha, two more regional meetings will take place later this summer in August. The first in Nashville, Tennessee, and the second, Fort Worth, Texas. You can learn more about the Common Ground Coalition and get involved at commongroundcoalition.net.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together. Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Drone operators say they see an uptick in business as agricultural drone application technology improves. Farmers become more comfortable with it and more products receive aerial labels. Drones have been proven useful for aerial applications, especially for specialty crops. Vegetable crops have probably adapted drones faster than any other crop, said Brianna Layfield, president and owner of the Temecula-based AgB LLC. When vegetable plants start growing, growers can't get tractors in past a certain growth stage. Last winter, her company treated vegetables in the Imperial, Coachella, and Pajaro Valleys. Other seasons, the company flies coastal vegetable fields from Ventura to Watsonville. Nicholas Steed, who operates Oakdale-based UAV Ag Solutions with brother Brandon, said they've also experienced increased producer interest. The company has used drones to treat walnuts, almonds, alfalfa, and field corn. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday and Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday. Upper 80s on Sunday and Monday, mid-80s Tuesday, low 90s Wednesday, mid-80s on Thursday, 80 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are higher. Crude oil prices are retreating. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 closed at records again yesterday. Costco Wholesale, known for holding up when other retailers see business cool, is predicting a mixed summer quarter. Its earnings for the spring were solid, but missed estimates. Sales were up 6.6%. Membership jumped 10.5% from a year ago. Its members were shopping more online. American Eagle Outfitters says it's disappointed with the performance of its women's clothing. Sales declined in the recent quarter, though its Aerie brand saw a 25% increase in sales. The company says Aerie was helped in part because it said it would not use AI to airbrush images of models. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You know, protecting your home should not be a headache. Many security companies, they lock you into these multi-year contracts. No, SimpliSafe Home Security, they do things differently. With SimpliSafe, you get award-winning 24/7 professional monitoring around a buck a day without any long-term commitment. SimpliSafe, they just want to earn your trust every day by doing a great job. Right now, you'll get 50% off your custom system by going to simplisafe.com/Hannity. Half off when you go to simplisafe.com/Hannity. And remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we're ready for freedom of speech. And it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Talk about almost anything you want, but government's closing in on us, folks.
Who wants to wear gypsy leather?
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, it's Open Mic Friday. Kenny and Darcia will be in 12:30 till 2, so enjoy that this afternoon here on the Blowtorch. More on the little comment I said there about the government in a moment. But, Chris, I will have to say that I don't like automated movies or animation.
You don't like animation.
However, I will give a heads up or a thumbs up because I watched it a couple of times because you have to when you're a parent.
Mm-hmm. The Lion King, I'm guessing, is what you're talking about.
I like The Lion King and I like Toy Story.
Well, that's a start, I guess.
Those were the only two that I would watch. The rest of it, I would not. Babe wasn't animated, was it?
Babe, Pig in the City? Or no, wait, that's the sequel, but...
No, the original Babe.
I don't think it was. No, I think that was live action.
Okay, because that was okay, but the rest of it, I was off on my own. I couldn't watch it, but Lion King, I thought, yeah, that was good. That'd be fun. Toy Story 2, so, all right, good for the kids. Good for the kid. Because you were watching that stuff when you were growing up, right?
All the time. I'd watched cartoons so much, my parents got annoyed with them.
But it was the Lion King and Toy Story?
I've watched Lion King. I've watched Toy Story. I've watched a lot of Disney movies, a lot of Pixar movies. I watched all kinds of stuff as a kid. Mostly what we had on VHS. But you know, at that point, just blame my parents for getting the VHSs to begin with. Wouldn't have been able to watch them otherwise.
All right. Well, your parents, like myself and Linda, we were always a little behind in those things anyway, but no, that was very enjoyable. All right, that's that was fun to hear that those kids are going to be doing that. So, all right, let's see here. I did write something else down, and I don't know what I did with it, but anyway. Oh, you heard the story at the top of the hour, at least in the update, I forget which one, but a survey showed that about 80%. Of Americans are expressing concern over the rise of artificial intelligence. Now, what I find interesting about this is it doesn't seem that too long ago people were clamoring for it. It was going to make life better. We're going to solve all the ills of mankind. I'm being facetious, of course. And now there is this public anxieties. And the concerns are job displacement, misinformation, and here's one. Well, okay, I'll give you two more, but the environmental impact of these data centers, and the erosion of human skills. Again, what I find interesting about this one, particularly the human skills, we have seen that happening before. Now, AI has been around for a while, a lot longer than people think, but it's just, you know, again, it's in another gear. But we have been warned about the deterioration, or the erosion is the word they use here, of the human skills through just the use of our pads and phones and computers. So I don't know why people didn't think about this with the somewhat of an explosion of AI. The Americans are concerned about over-reliance on the creativity, the critical thinking, and the ability to form meaningful personal relationships. Where were these people 5, 6, maybe even 10 years ago when we saw this happening? We were warned about it, too. And now, all of a sudden, 80% of Americans, they got slapped upside the head and said, whoa, 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 whoa. That's, I don't know if it's amazing or it's a sad state that people were this far behind or weren't thinking ahead. Of course.
Well, maybe they just weren't concerned about it because it wasn't as big, and now it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and in a way being kind of forced. That's the way I see it.
Okay, so you have a point, but let me just throw this out there. Why can't people think ahead or down the road? You know, again, I'll do these
these good intentions with these laws or something, and then it comes back to bite us in the rear end. Why can't people think? Is that because we can't critically think anymore?
No, I don't think that's the case. I think people just kind of tend to live in the moment. I mean, we see it all the time in other things, local government especially. Most people do not have the time to pay attention to everything that's going on around them. Right?
Most people don't have... You said the time?
The time, the energy, the willingness. It's a lot of different factors, I think.
Okay, I'll put willingness ahead of time.
Fair enough.
All right. And I realize that there's a lot of things within our government that it does take some time to keep up on. Because government, I mean, there is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to discount that. However, the time... People waste time, and we waste time, all of us, for various reasons. Some people just can't get things going. They're nincompoops.
Procrastinators would be another word for it.
You use nicer words than I do. Okay.
Maybe more academically inclined is another way to put it as well.
Okay. But because we like our downtime, we like our lazy time, mess around time, my own, you know, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to watch, etc., etc. We want more of that, which, again, I understand that. I like to, as a matter of fact, I'm done at 4 o'clock. I will not pick up a phone. I will not respond to anything after 4 o'clock.
It's around 5 p.m. for me, but I understand the sentiment because that's when I got to start. I mean, I'm not in bed till 6, but you got to start getting ready for bed.
I just want to be done because I find that space between when I have for years mentally said that I'm done at 4. If it's 4:01, I'm not taking the phone call. I'm not answering a text. I'm not doing it because that way I can get a little bit refreshed before I sit down. And then I have dinner, we, you know, do, watch, whatever, and talk or something like that. I just want to be done. And that works for me. And I don't, well, that's another part of the conversation. But so, and then you have, the people that just want to have more of that. And again, I understand that. So, So what? I'm kind of losing where I'm going here, Chris. How about the time and people putting in the time. We waste time during the course of the day. At work, I mean, there's all kinds of studies through the years on how much time we waste. Now, again, I'm not condemning people for it, but it's just the reality. But it wouldn't take much more, and I think government itself likes the fact that we're distracted with all these other things that we have so many things that we could do and that we like to do when we want to do because that's our priority. Again, fully understand that.
Well, with all that in mind, I think one thing I'd be curious about is, you've just said the 80% figure of people who are concerned about AI. I'm curious as to know what that number was several years ago, just for a comparison.
Yeah, it would be nice to know. Because again, I can remember a couple years ago, maybe even less, where, again, this was going to impact the world in such a positive way. And, and I've heard this with other things over the course of, my years of breathing on this earth, where, well, we're going to do this and do that because we're going to make the world a better place. We're going to, all aspects. And when we look at it and we see that in some cases it's about control and it's really not about making the world a better place, those people in power throw out that fantasy, and enough people, because either they don't have the critical thinking or maybe the knowledge of history to say, well, wait a minute. Or they're in fantasy world. Oh, they're going to make the world a better place for me. That's great. I'm in favor of it. Well,
We've had more government control and more government rules and regulations that are making many of the people, not only in this country, but around the world, poorer. And that's making the world a better place. We have more people relying on government, i.e. taxpayers, to support their habits and their lifestyles and so forth. That's a better world? I have to wonder about, well, I don't have to wonder about it. I know that that's not right. That's not right at all. So maybe you folks have some thought about it.
I got a thought about it. Well, on the topic of artificial intelligence, I think that it's actually under-regulated.
Under-regulated?
Correct. I think there needs to be more regulations and restrictions regarding artificial intelligence.
Well, that was part of the story, that they want that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm one of those 80% of people, I would say.
Okay, so, because you know more about it than I do, why do you think that there should be more regulations on the AI?
Well, regulations can be, you know, on the environmental impact of it, but also on its actual, like, use. And when it comes to its use, I know one thing that is incredibly infamous, and I think most people can agree on, is that artificial intelligence should not be something that can be legally used to generate explicit images of somebody without their permission.
Okay.
Especially children.
Right.
And that's something that has gone unregulated for the most part.
Okay, so like with a lot of things, so where, I don't know if anybody can answer this, so I always use the phrase, when you start with regulations on something, just pick whatever you want, and we have the foot in the door, then where does it end?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the regulations, I'm assuming here that you're referring to that the regulations should be initiated or followed up through by the government.
Well, what else are they gonna be followed up through? The company itself that uses the artificial intelligence or generates it?
Well, you see, that's what happens, and that's kind of the trap. So we're going to lay out these rules and regulations for you, okay? You know, whatever the company is. Let's just say it's KPRL.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kevin, you have AI here and stuff, and you don't even have to think of KPRL as a radio station. So here are the guidelines. Not necessarily hard rules, the guidelines or suggestions. And then we have some other, you know, and so we go along and we're doing these, and then we have some people come in with new ideas, and they don't like the fact that, well, he's not following them all, so now we're going to make them mandatory. And now we're going to have strict rules and regulations and fines if it's not followed correctly. And because of this, because what, you know, the powers of be say it was abuse, so now we're going to have to put in more rules and regulations, not just for Kevin, but for everyone. See how that works?
That's called a slippery slope.
Right. So, you know, again, I don't know where the balance is regarding this, because I've been leery of the AI because of the evil, the evil of mankind, of who gets to control it. And that's the, I'm not going to say, well, I guess you could say scary part of, not only the who controls it, but I don't trust those so-called, whoever you want to refer to them as, enough to do that. Because everything gets pushed a little bit further and further and further away. And sometimes it's like the frog boiling in the water, that we don't necessarily see it right away. But then 2, 3, 4, 10 years down the road, I go, oh my gosh, what happened? I didn't see that. Wow. I can't believe they're doing that. Well, yeah, they do. And I think that that's human nature. Again, as I refer to as my favorite people, adults, that do this because it's power. It's power. So anyway, maybe some thoughts on that for you folks there. Let's see here. No, nothing there. Okay, so I've got some information that came in yesterday from our attorney, our FCC attorney in Washington. And it has to do with the FCC. Now, again, this kind of is helping me with my point this morning, I hope, about the FCC is reminding broadcasters of their obligations to operate in the public interest. You know, that's a broad stretch because you have to be able, well, not have to, you have to separate what is the public interest difference between a news talk and sports station than a music station. Okay. Well, the FCC, I have never seen anything that separates them as far as the public interest. However, it's a nicely written letter from our FCC attorney, and it has to do with the commission will analyze whether that licensees have met their public interest obligations. Okay, and as we've talked about, and Chris does the repetitive and useless quarterly reports, right?
Working on it.
Okay. So the government has that access to the information because we have to submit it, or Chris submits it. So they know because he has the form that fills out and says, okay, we did this, we did that, and do that. And you have to do that. However, what the, shall we say, the letter from the FCC attorney doesn't come out and say anything directly. However, those in the radio business, the National Association of Broadcasters, will tell you. And I have warned you before about this. I don't care what you think about the president. This is a move by the Trump administration to pressure broadcasters. It's happened before. Again, I voted for Trump. I like him. But this is a dangerous move by, I don't care who is in the White House or the administration, to start pressuring broadcasters, because this has to do with renewals, transfers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a vague, not directly, public threat to broadcasters as you better follow or you better not mess with this administration too much. This is freedom of speech, and it's wrong. Again, I don't care who the administration is. I've mentioned over the years how Obama tried to stab at that as well. Roosevelt did it. So you don't want this because, again, it's the foot in the door. Because if this administration doesn't like what you're doing, well, it could just make you know, things hard for you. You know, people who have worked, or not necessarily worked in the government, but know that, you know, sometimes you just don't want the government coming to your door for whatever reason, because they may find something else because they're nitpicking and they've got it in for you for whatever reason. So this is a so-called Republican administration, and people must say, well, yeah, because these stations over here. Remember when the tide turns. Remember when the tide turns. Something to think about. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The county DA's office has filed 7 charges against a felon that was found to be in possession of more than 100 firearms and methamphetamine. 39-year-old Jacob Cole Clompton was in his residence on Morrow Creek was searched by the county sheriff's office on March 12th. Construction for pedestrian improvements on Riverside Avenue will start the week of June 1st. Improvements will include curb ramp improvements and constructing missing sidewalks. Work will pause for the fair on July 10th and then resume for roadway improvements on August 3rd. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The U.S. and Iran reaching a deal to extend a ceasefire agreement for 60 days while peace talks continue. This agreement awaiting final approval from President Trump. Man wanted in three homicides in Hawaii's Big Island, Jacob Baker, is in custody now.
Officers and detectives responded to the area and conducted a search, ultimately locating the suspect concealed within a small cave on the neighboring property.
Hawaii County Police Chief Reed Mahuna. Blue Origin's new Glenn rocket explodes into a massive fireball on the launch pad in Cape Canaveral, Florida, during a test. Owner Jeff Bezos vowing to investigate. At least three people dead in an explosion and fire at a Dallas apartment building. Jason Evans with Dallas Fire and Rescue.
It was originally reported as a gas leak. And at some point, while those units were en route, is when the explosion occurred.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
The right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Let's see here. 13 minutes away from 7, time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialists.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Spurs defeated the Thunder in Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals 118-91 as San Antonio held Oklahoma City to just 13 points in the third quarter. Victor Wembanyama led the way with 28 points and 10 rebounds, while Shai Gilgeous-Alexander ended with 15 points.
Anything can happen in a Game 7. Like, it's win or go home. It being in your building is nice, but like... It doesn't really mean anything. Like, you have to go out there and be the better basketball team or else your season's done, and that's what it comes down to. Now, it's going to be nice having our fans behind us and cheering us, but we got to go out there and be better, and if we're not better, our season will be over.
Game 7 will be on Saturday. In Major League Baseball, the Cubs outscored the Pirates 7-2, while the Blue Jays edged the Orioles 2-1 for their 10th win in their last 14 games, and the Astros defeated the Rangers 5-1. WNBA, the Valkyries defeated the Fever 90-88.
And also, the California Angels finally won a game. They defeated the Tigers 7-1. 7-1. All right. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles. In just a moment, your extended weather forecast. And, of course, we have the world-famous Pet Alert and music trivia on a song that the singer said was dumb and didn't want to record it.
Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
North County weather.
Brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical. How about that? What a coinkydink. All right, some clouds this morning giving way to generally sunny skies for this afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, a few passing clouds, but otherwise pretty nice tonight and overnight.
Lows in the upper 40s and will warm up, turning out mostly sunny on your Saturday with some high clouds. Low to mid-80s, upper 80s on Sunday, same Monday, Tuesday, mid-80s, low 90s Wednesday, mid-80s Thursday, and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:50 a.m., 8:12 p.m. We are at 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1978. You'll find them at 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Moving gently along here at 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock at the right choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. Checking in to see what varmints are out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. That's where they need to be. It's just one of those days where I guess they were like staying in the hills because not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse today on the roads. So that's good. They're content where they're at, let's put it that way, not running into cars or trucks. All right, as I look to my left here, there's nothing on the world-famous Pet Alert, but if you lose one or find one, that would include winged or webbed, two-footed or more, give us a call here at the station. Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or the best option is reception at kprl.com. There you go. All right, world-famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters and Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Okay, let me just set you up here. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. Diane on the Country Store. Jimmy's in fixing your vehicles and so forth. And Gary is still working on the jukebox. So, but the jukebox will be here tomorrow night starting at 7 o'clock. So a little just... something there. Again, he's working on it, and we'll have it one way or the other. Okay, let's see here. 8 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice, and it's time for this. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course, the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right. Chris, you could probably almost recite this, couldn't you?
Oh, do not answer a question with a question and make sure your inflection doesn't sound like a question.
Okay, you sound kinder when you do it than when I do it. All right.
So, I thought you were talking about the song you're about to play for a second. I was like, huh, do I know this one?
No, you won't. Okay. I don't know. You know, once in a while I know that you say that you've heard it or... you know, come across it or something like that?
Yes.
I'm just going to guess a big no on this one.
I guess we'll find out.
Yes, we will. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you heard it from at least the other source this morning on what the rules are, and we do abide by them. But remember, the one thing is, if you call in, if you think you know the name of the song or the artiste, I, or maybe even the other voice over there, will decide if you're close enough. But since he won't know who the artiste is or probably the name of the song, so you're relying on me, which is not the best thing in the world. So just, be careful. All right. I think this will be kind of easy, but let's see. You will decide that. I want to make sure I got everything going here. I may do this quicker. I may let it go a little bit. Here we go. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. If you thinks you knows what the song is, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, or the artiste. Can't forget that. And we'll see if anybody doesn't listen to Chris on these stringent rules we have here. Hi, good morning.
Do you know the way to San Jose? That's not a question.
I know. That's very good. Sir, you know, it sounds like you know the lyrics to the song.
Well, I'm not going to sing it this early in the morning.
too bad, because I was going to give you a Lamborghini if you sang the whole song, but forget about it. All right, sir.
No.
I don't want to get caught from the FCC of doing so. All right, may I have your name, please?
Yeah, Eric Schultz.
All right, Eric, we have you down as a qualifier. Again, Dionne Warwick did not want to record this song. She said it was dumb. How about that? She said it was a dumb song. However, up to the point, because this was released in April of 68, it was her first Grammy Award. She won a Grammy for this song, and it sold several million copies worldwide. So she didn't want to record it. It was dumb, but she did okay with it. Here we go.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long, I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. LA is a great big freeway. Put $100 down and buy a car. In a week, maybe two, they'll make you a star. Weeks turn into years, how quick they pass. And all the stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Fame and fortune is a magnet. It can pull you far away from home. With a dream in your heart, you're never alone. Dreams turn into dust and blow away. And there you are, without a friend. You pack your car and ride away. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? Stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Oh, do you know the way to San Jose? Can't wait to get back to San Jose.
Of course, if you listen closely to the way she pronounces car, that's her New Jersey accent coming through. Now, that was composed by Bacharach and David. They did a lot for Dionne and others. Now, Burt Bacharach had composed the music for the song before Davis wrote the lyrics. Now, David had a special interest in San Jose because he was stationed there while in the Navy. Now, as I mentioned, Dionne Warwick said she said it was a dumb song and she had to be convinced to sing it. She said it sold 3.5 million copies worldwide. The other song that she didn't want to record and thought was stupid that became another huge hit for her was Heartbreaker. So she was convinced she had to do that. So glad she did, because both are good.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Reminder that Atascadero Fire will lead a procession with the family of Michael Paul McCain from Chapel of the Roses to Pine Mountain Cemetery in Atascadero this morning at 11 a.m. McCain is the former fire chief of Atascadero and passed away peacefully on May 17th. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting live fire training at 770 Valley Road in Arroyo Grande at about half a mile south of Arroyo Grande High School. The fire department will be using an acquired structure from June 2nd through June 5th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
By the way, the prominent drumming in that is from a guy by the name of Gary Chester. He is from the Bronx, New York, and he was a studio musician who did just tons of stuff for the Monkees, the Coasters, Love and Spoonful. He would have been the East Coast, version of Hal Blaine out here with the Wrecking Crew. All right, we've got two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and much, much more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.